The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 13 July 2017. And I got a very nice call from a lady on the West Coast. And we got into this discussion, and it had to be abbreviated because, well, I'm getting closer to airtime, at any rate. Very nice lady. She gave me contact information for Cynthia McKinney. I'm going to get a couple other people on board. I want to get DV Kid up, our vaccination lady that has been working for many, many years, Mary Toko. I'm going to schedule these interviews out and bring them to you. You know, sometimes I get tired of hearing myself talk. I'm sure you do as well. But at any rate, needless to say, folks, I'm kind of canary in the coal mine, as I've told you before. And it's rather fascinating that we're starting to see admissions very quietly. People are coming out and talking about Israel and the Jews, and some pretty astounding things are starting to take place. Apparently, those that are there see some things that are really, really askew, and they're starting to question things internally, which is the only way that it could properly be done, because if it was from the outside, well, if you're Jewish and you were criticizing, you're a self-hating Jew. If you were something other than Jewish, oh, well, you're just an anti-Semite. No other group in the history of this planet has gotten laws drafted worldwide to stop criticism of them and their practices. Voltaire said, just show me somebody that you can't criticize and I'll show you who your true enemy is. And that's pretty much true. So I appreciated that phone call because I haven't changed tact on this network. Have I? Other people have, and they're continuing to do so. And they're going to be nothing but infotainment. You're going to think you're getting the true news about things when this all is emanating from the New World Order core. So if it's significant and it's worth reporting on, you're going to hear it from me. Speaking of which, for those that don't like people talking about other people, this is rather fascinating. Somebody had sent this email to me. Thank you, Robin, for doing this. If you want to know who you can't criticize, well, American Free Press, Michael Collins Piper, that had a program on this network for many years. He is now gone. And Michael Collins Piper wrote a book, The Judas Goats, The Enemy Within, a blistering expose, identifying subversive forces, strange world of the Judas Goats, nationalism, prime target of Zionism, the return of COINTELPRO, inside the controlled opposition, the Soviet trust model, J. Edgar Hoover and The Enemy Within. I alluded to that yesterday. Well, J. Edgar Hoover said that there's a conspiracy so massive people wouldn't believe it. Collaboration between the ADL, FBI, accusing patriots of being traitors. On and on it goes. Well, it's so dangerous. Guess what happened? The credit card company that American Free Press had, they canceled their credit card service because of this book. Wow. Just up and canceled the credit card. And there's a lot. The deep state is very busy, folks. Just the other day, on our normal bank account, I was denied service. Why? Well, I paid my rent. That's right. I paid my rent. And they called into question. They flagged my entire account because they wanted to know who this person was. Excuse me? You wanted to what? So I called this number to get it restored, and I got this German-sounding guy. He had a heavy German accent. And he's talking to me about my account, and he wants my bona fides and wants me to prove who I am. I said, how the hell do I know who you are? You could have hacked my account, and you're getting all my pertinent information to get into my account. No, sir, I'm legitimate. And I go, yeah, as far as banks are legitimate, but I'd like kind of let that one go because I really needed the access restored. Well, it turns out I was paying my rent. That's right. I was paying my rent, and they wanted to know who these people were. I said, my account was flagged. I said, what do you think I'm guilty of? You know, there's got to be a cause. Well, it just looks suspicious to us. I said, what? Paying rent is now suspicious to the Chase Bank? He wasn't going to answer any of my questions. This is the first time my account has been shut down because they just wanted to know. At any rate, this book has woken a lot of people up. And you can still get this. Mike, do you have in our litany there of phone numbers, do you have a number for American Free Press? Well, look it up, see if it's in our catalog there. But you can only use PayPal to order it now, which is rather strange because PayPal is basically owned by the Jews. But they'll get around to it, I'm sure. I am absolutely astounded. Well, not really. I'm not astounded. I'm not pleasantly surprised. I'm just thinking, why did it take them so long? Folks, we've seen all kinds of hacky, wacky political stuff under the Obama administration. Remember the conservative Republican groups out there? They went after them. Remember that? Audits and all that other stuff. So, is it real? You damn right it's real. Now, I wanted to play this, and this is going to lead into a story I'm going to do as to who and what and why and who's pulling the strings and who's involved. And this is really sad. This lieutenant, which, by the way, he's a contributor to Fox News. This is the guy you'll see in a static shot all by himself. He very rarely comes in on a one-to-one interview. It's generally done from another studio. They'll do it remote. There he is. Kind of, I call it a static shot. It's really a live shot, but it's nothing, no other interaction, no other interruptions. And there he's there to give his information, or what I would call propaganda, coming right from the deep state, the CIA, Pentagon, you name it. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Now, I've seen this guy spreading his propaganda in the lies before to try to manipulate and get people to believe the crap. But this is the first time I've seen this guy lose his stuff. And we don't have a secretary here today, so my board op is off answering a phone. We'll have to wait a minute. Okay, Mike, I'm going to play this video, pop open the pot there. This is the interview, and listen carefully. Listen what this guy is doing. Now, Tucker Carlson, he's not half bad. If you're not half bad, you're not half good either. And you will hear Tucker make his declarations of what he believes or what he doesn't believe or what he doesn't know about, but he gets milk toasty here and there. But the main theme of this is he calls out this Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, really puts this guy in a bind, and I didn't think I'd ever see this guy sweat, but I could almost see the beads of sweat forming on his forehead during this interview with Tucker Carlson. Here it is in its entirety, and listen very closely. You'll find it most enlightening.
Well, sabotaging U.S. elections and eating children aren't Russia's only foreign policy goals. They're also firmly committed to fighting ISIS, which they're doing. And now it appears possible that Russian forces may have killed the head of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A Syrian human rights group announced today it has, quote, confirmed information pointing toward the death of Baghdadi. Whether or not it's true, it's interesting. It could be a big victory in the war on terror. So why aren't more in the U.S. more excited about it? And should we be willing to work with Russia against Islamic extremism? Ralph Peters is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, and he joins us tonight. Colonel, thanks a lot for coming on.
Hey, glad to speak with you, Tucker. And for the record,
yes,
maybe your friends take money from foreign governments. I don't, and my friends don't.
I hope they don't. It's appalling how much of that happens. And it's appalling
indeed
how much of our policy is influenced by foreign governments. And you may see that at work now. The Saudis are dead set, of course, against Iran, and they have every reason to be. But I'm hearing a lot of people in Washington, and the Gulf states all feel the same way, a lot of people in Washington say all of a sudden, well, maybe, you know, defeating ISIS isn't such a victory. We've all been focused on defeating the Sunni terror threat embodied by ISIS, and now as we're moving toward achieving that, all of a sudden Iran is the real problem. Why shouldn't we take a moment to celebrate the potential death of Baghdadi?
Well, indeed we should. But it's I would not jump to the conclusion that the Russians killed him. They actually walked back their claim that they killed him. And if you look at the timelines, the odds are pretty good that if he's dead, and let's hope he is dead, he was killed by a coalition-backed aircraft, because the Russians have not been seriously fighting ISIS. The Russians in Syria have been bombing hospitals, clinics, refugee columns, schools, and oh, by the way, they've been bombing the people we've been supporting, the anti-Assad opposition. Whereas they have been letting us take care of ISIS, and we've done a good job.
Well, Russians are certainly brutal, and so I have no trouble believing anything that you just said.
But you want an alliance with them?
I don't know why we wouldn't. It's confusing to me why, when you have a power like Russia, which obviously has interests that diverge from ours, but...
Okay, this is not a three-minute clip. This goes on for 12 minutes and 38 seconds. And let me interject here before I lose my little bookmarks here. Did you hear what he just said? That Russia's not killing ISIS. Russia is over there, and they're bombing hospitals and bombing schools and killing babies and women and the innocents. We're not over there. The Russians aren't over there killing ISIS, which is an exact, outright lie. This has been the problem. Otherwise, Assad already had been gone, just like the rest of the Middle Eastern countries. Name it. The leaders have been displaced.
As some that align here, they've lost a lot of people to Sunni terrorism. Why wouldn't we cheer them on in their effort to stamp it out?
Well, certainly we would, but we can't have an anti-terror alliance with terrorists, which is what the Russians are. They're not Islamist terrorists, and they hate the United States of America. Again, bombing hospitals, clinics, schools. But how about, you know, murdering dissidents and journalists at home and abroad?
Yeah, they're bad.
No, we have nothing in common with the Russians. Why don't
More or less than we do with the Saudis, our allies.
Well,
the Saudis,
I have no brook for the Saudis whatsoever.
Really, because they're our main allies in this.
They're not my main ally. And, you know, I was warning about the Saudis decades ago, and you can read what I wrote about them. And the problem with Iran is that Iran is now, we've alienated just about everybody. We've blown it right and left in the Middle East. And now you've got Iran building an empire that'll stretch from Western Afghanistan to the Mediterranean. We've been doing a great job fighting ISIS. We've got the Iraqis, the Kurds, especially moving in the right direction. But when ISIS is defeated, and it will be defeated and crushed, the caliphate essentially is no more. When it is, We will not be welcome, but the Iranians will be. Because we have never had a strategy, we don't have a strategy, and we won't because we play jailbird checkers, and the Iranians and the Russians play
chess. But I'm a little bit confused on a couple fronts. One, we've had over 3,000 Americans killed in this country by about a dozen acts of terror in the last 16 years. None of them committed by Shiites. None of them.
All of them
by Sunni extremists. So we actually don't face any domestic threat from Iran.
That's absolutely right.
A massive threat from Sunni terrorists supported by Saudi Arabia and all these countries we say are our friends. A. B, if we're so afraid of Iran, then why did we kill Saddam Hussein, thereby empowering Iran?
Because we were stupid. And Iraq...
But why are the same people who supported that stupid act, the one you just described as stupid, now agitating for a war with Iran? I'm confused.
Well, I certainly... personally don't know anyone who's agitating for a war with Iran.
I do. I know a lot of people.
Okay, well, you know different people than I do. I know people that think that we have to eventually stand up to the Iranians, thanks to President Obama's outright cowardice and the shameful treatment of our sailors, for which John Kerry thanked the Iranians.
Yes.
When they're captured. But, you know, the Middle East is a very, very complex world. And we refused to think clearly about it and honestly about it, just as you pointed out. No Americans have been killed in the United States by Shia terrorists,
yes.
Sunni terrorists. And yet, our president just went to Saudi Arabia and praised the Saudis to the skies. Our president seemed determined to do any deal he can with the Russians. And the Russians hate, Vladimir Putin hates us. He is malevolent. And he is as close to pure evil as I can find. He's also brilliant. And so I don't understand why any American would want an alliance with Russia. We should be strengthening our alliances with democracies. Instead of trashing NATO, we should be building it up much more strongly. Why attack Australia? Why attack Canada? For God's sakes,
it's
about
Western
civilization.
It's just hard to see why, and I'm not vouching for Putin's character, which he seems like a shady guy, a strong man for sure, wouldn't want to live there.
He's a killer.
Hard to see why he's a threat to us. And how many wars can we fight at once? How many people can we be in opposition to at once? Why not just accept that people who are bad people share our interests and side with them?
You sound like Charles Lindbergh in 1938 saying, Hitler hasn't attacked us.
I beg your pardon? Slow down, Colonel. I'm not in any way. You cannot compare me to someone who would make apologies for Hitler. And I don't think Putin is comparable to Hitler.
I think Putin is. Look,
I think it's
Putin,
a grotesque overstatement.
I think
it's insane.
Putin, fine. You can think it's insane all you want.
You just compared me to a Nazi apologist because I asked a simple question, contravene American interests
because
in a common Vladimir cause with a group
Putin
that's trying to kill ISIS?
Invaded his neighbors, broken the long peace in Europe. He assassinates dissidents and journalists. He bombs women and children on purpose in Syria. He is as bad as Hitler. And I'm sorry if you don't like the Charles Lindbergh thing, I will retract that. But let's just say you sound like someone in the 1938 saying, what's Hitler done to us? Putin is the equivalent of Hitler.
I would hate to go back and read your columns assuring America that taking out Saddam Hussein will make the region calmer, more peaceful, and America safer, when in fact it has done exactly the opposite, and it has empowered Russia and Iran, the two countries you say you fear most. Let's just be totally honest here.
Yeah.
We don't always know the outcomes.
Right.
They're not entirely predictable. And so maybe we should lower the moral tone a little bit.
Okay,
rather than calling people accommodationists and say we're not exactly sure what's going to happen. We can only make good decisions day by day.
You made your career being an American conservative patriot. And now you're suddenly cheering for Vladimir Putin?
I'm not in any sense cheering for Vladimir Putin.
Well, you said
it's not accommodating. I'm cheering for America as always. Our interests
Good.
Ought to come first. And to the extent that making temporary alliances with other countries serve our interests, I'm in favor of that. Making sweeping moral claims, grotesque ones, comparing people to Hitler, advances the ball not one inch.
Vladimir Putin
blinds us
is
to reality.
Comparable. He hates America. He wants to hurt us. And I'm sorry. All this, suddenly Vladimir Putin's a good guy. Russia's okay. No, it's not. Russia is
so
evil.
What's your
Russia
moral test? So we cannot in any way do business or make common cause with a country whose leader is, quote, evil, who is, quote, a bad person. That takes most of the world off the table. Most countries are run by really bad people. That's not the question.
You're not talking about dealing with them. You're talking about an alliance, an anti-terror alliance. Come on, that's
talking
very, very
about,
different.
First step, cheering on any attacks made by Russia against our mortal enemy, our real enemy, ISIS. Why not just say that's great? I don't like Putin. I'm not living in Russia. I'm not taking money from the guy, but, like, a good deed is a good deed no matter who commits it. Why don't you just say that?
Putin isn't killing ISIS primarily. He's attacking the anti-Assad people.
He's attacking the anti-Assad people. Another blatant 180 degrees from the truth. We'll finish up the rest of this. This is virulent propaganda in your face. Tucker Carlson tries to stand up for himself, but does he really?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown.
And back to this Tucker Carlson interview with Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, the mouthpiece for the Pentagon, CIA, and its apparatus. Absolutely amazing. Vladimir Putin is the most evil person on the face of the planet? Really? Mm-hmm.
While letting us fight ISIS.
And are you convinced? And do you speak Arabic, by the way?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay, so.
How do you Russian?
It's non-existent. Okay. And I would never claim to be a Russia expert. But well, I'm not sitting here talking about groups about whom I know very little, and I bet you're
well,
in
yes,
that category, in Syria and saying they're freedom fighters, they're serving the interest of freedom or democracy or American interests, when in fact, a lot of these groups, we know very little about them. And some of them are truly bad people who don't have our
interests
at heart.
And we're not backing the truly bad people. And how about Assad?
Well, how do we know that?
Is Assad a good guy? Do you think
I don't know. I mean,
ask the Christians and Jews who lived in Syria. If we align,
we protect it.
If we align with Russia, we are aligning with Iran. We are aligning with Assad.
And that's bad because that's bad for American interests. Because why?
Do you think Iran is good for American interests?
I think Iran's a bad country, and in a lot of ways, against American interests. But within the context of Syria, Assad was much better for America than the people I believe you hope to replace him with.
The Kurds. How about the Kurds?
So the Kurds are going to run Syria?
No.
Now we're in fantasy land.
No, they're going to have an independent state.
You're going to break up Syria into lots of little countries.
Well, I'm not going to break it up.
Okay, but that's the plan because it works so well in Iraq?
He's not going to break it up, but it will be broke up. And why is that? Why is that? How does he know? He doesn't know that it's going to be broken up, but it's going to be broken up.
Yeah, well, it hasn't broken up yet, and the problem with Iraq was in 2003 when we had the chance, we didn't break it up.
We didn't break it up. Last question. Would you, knowing what you know now, and I hate to revisit this, but since you brought it up, knowing what you know now, that the deposing Saddam, his subsequent death, empowered Iran dramatically, and in fact, we explicitly helped Iran gain traction in Iraq, do you think that was a wise idea? And do you think there are any lessons going forward in Syria that maybe when you take out a secular leader, the vacuum is filled by even worse people?
Well, I think that is a valid point you can make.
Yes, it is.
Often happens. But in 2003, we did a great thing inexcusably badly. Rumsfeld killing the MP brigades. There are a lot of reasons for it. We believed any Iraqi emigre who spoke English with an Oxford accent and wore a well-tailored suit. Again, our intentions were great, but if I had it to do over again, no, I would not get rid of Saddam Hussein because we hadn't thought it through. My mistake.
Wow. But you're confident that we've thought through what comes after Assad, who's run the country for decades, pretty peacefully, actually?
Well, I think killing 500,000 of your own people.
Whoa. Bashar al-Assad has not killed 500,000 of his own people. These are the ISIS or the caliphate or the people that we have funded and trained to destabilize and destroy the Assad government. Again, a misrepresentation, at the very least, a blatant lie, which I believe that it is. This guy, this is the best that they have. And Carlson, I won't say he's reckless, but he's pretty inquisitive, asks questions. When he himself gets backed into a corner, he equivocates and doesn't quite make his position known, but, you know, he's just there to question.
Probably doesn't mean you should remain in charge. Now,
after the Civil War. I'm not making apologies for Bashar al-Assad. I'm merely saying that happened
like
after.
It sounds like you're sitting here and making apologies for him.
So because I'm asking rational questions about what's best for America, I'm a friend to strong men and dictators.
No,
that is a conversation stopper, not a beginning of a rational conversation. My only point is that when Syria was run by Assad, 10% of the population was Christian, and they lived in relative peace, considering they lived in the middle of Levant.
That is absolutely true, and it's also true.
And so what's happened to those people now?
His father killed 30,000 or more people. Well, what's happened? Now, let's be fair. Barack Obama certainly blew it right, left, and center. Through sheer trepidation, cowardice, the inability to ever make a decision. But we are where we are, with 500,000 Syrians, or perhaps more by now, Syrians dead.
The admissions that are made, but under what heading? It was Bashar al-Assad had killed 500,000 people. This is a regular guest on Fox News. To make his statements without proper grilling, he's the mouthpiece for the Pentagon, CIA, Deep State, give it a name, neocons. Enough of this stuff. I'll take a couple of calls and then I want to roll into the Deep State and who they really, really are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are back. Let me take these calls, clear the calls out of the way, because I want to get to some important information. Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter.
Hey, John.
Hey.
I was an Army officer sort of concurrently with Ralph Peters back in the 80s. And actually, he made his name while a serving officer by writing a couple of novels that postulated war with Iran. They postulated a war with Russia, and these scenarios where U.S. armor was—he was a tank guy. U.S. armor, you know, defeats the bad guys and all that kind of thing. By the way, when he was in there, people were watching with great interest when his battalion finally rotated to Fort Irwin, the National Training Center, and he got his rear end soundly handed to him. So he's not such a great tactician in real life. But at any rate...
He's a better writer and propagandist.
Yeah, but, you know, the war with Iran, Cold War, serves the narrative of the people who own his publishing company, of the people who own the network and where he's a syndicated columnist of, right? It serves all their interests. Mm-hmm. It serves, of course, the Pentagon's interests. And the guy's a complete sellout, and he really doesn't know jack crap.
Well, but he is very good, and perception becomes reality. When you see Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters on a news program, you know, he comes across as staid, he's authoritative, he's believable. And that's the image that's projected, and then comes the propaganda. This is the first time, by the way, that I've ever seen Colonel Peters taken to task by some not-so-softball questions. But Tucker Carlson, when he came back at him, he equivocated and backed down a little bit, you know, reasserted himself on certain points. Tucker Carlson, I will just say this, Peter, Tucker Carlson is either going to have to modify himself or he won't be long for Fox News.
Well, John, let me point out one of his big arguments was he kept saying, how can we be allies with a guy like Putin, with a country like Russia? Well, you know what? We would have lost World War II if we hadn't been an ally of Stalin, who was a hell of a lot worse than Putin and maybe even than Hitler.
Well, most definitely worse than Hitler, because, Peter, I mean, this is a hard thing. This is a hard pill for people to swallow. It is always brought up. I mean, when was the end of World War II? 1945, so that's 55, 65, almost 70 years ago. And we're still making comparisons to Adolf Hitler being the worst thing since I don't know what. And if you really look at it, were you listening to the program the day, Peter, that I played that Jewish rabbi and him talking about Hitler's book, Mein Kampf? And held it up and said,
"No,
it,
I missed that."
Well, it is on the website. It's actually in Hebrew, and there were I had to do the interpretation by the screen wipe going down below. But this man got up and said, "Look, Hitler didn't hate the Jews. He hated the communists and the socialists that were taking over his country. But guess what? They happened to be Jewish." He went into the issue about the Russian Revolution and said, you know what? They were Jews. So what I'm starting to see here, Peter, is a walk back from Hitler being the worst thing on the face of the planet when Joe Stalin killed more than 50 million in his own country. And then the mistake
of his Jewish security service.
Absolutely. And Peter, I mean, look, there was a complaint that we didn't curtail Russia after they teamed up with us to go kill the Nazis. The worst thing that you could say about Adolf Hitler was he was a fascist. But in order to get his country back on solid ground because of the banking activities before he was even chancellor of Germany, look what happened to Germany through the banking system. And people do not want to believe this, Peter. He told these people, said, look, I'm going to make some changes here. You people that run these banks, you people that run the major newspapers, you're on notice. I've had enough of this crap. He did not confiscate the bankers and their monies. They told him, he just basically told him, look, get your stuff and get out of Germany. He didn't take it. He also had a hand in setting them up in Israel. And many people do not know that. So it's this constant propaganda about Adolf Hitler. And who is the one American general that wanted to go in and kick the Russians' butts? General George Patton. And he was stopped from doing that. The communist Russia, the Soviet Union, needed to continue. Communism, the antithesis of the supposed capitalism, and they control both sides of it. You know, that Uncle Joe, he was our friend. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, the point that I think we're making, because we probably would have lost that war without Stalin, frankly, the Russians, you know, inflicted 80% of the casualties on the German war machine. But
Well, here, okay, but Peter, okay, having said that, You're a military guy. What was the highest rank that you attained, if you don't mind my asking?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay, you're a Lieutenant Colonel. Great. Okay, well, what if we didn't wage war against Nazi Germany?
I'm with you on that completely.
Yeah.
But, however, we did, and we still probably would have lost. When we invaded Normandy, there were 60 German divisions in France, and there were 185 against the Russians. If they hadn't been there, there never would have been a Normandy.
If Hitler, just another illustrative point here, if Hitler was such a bad guy, why didn't he wipe out the British that landed over there? He let them get back on the boats and go home. I appreciate your call, Colonel. Is there any other point that you'd like to make?
Well, you know, just that politics makes strange bedfellows, and you know what? I'm all for being friends. If we're going to be friends with anybody in the world, at least have a working relationship where we can talk to each other. It's Russia.
They want another Cold War, do they not? They eventually, I don't know.
They do indeed.
But here again, Colonel, you're a military guy, and you have the ability to slip into that envelope and think in those terms. Can you imagine if we waged another Cold War against Russia right now? There's only one difference. Everybody's got nuclear weapons now, don't they?
Yeah, and of course they had it during the Cold War too, and it's just a ridiculous situation, and our foreign policy is dictated by Israel, frankly.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, so but if we get along with anybody, which it should be with the Russians, some sort of relationship.
Yeah.
Where we can talk things over.
Absolutely. So, and there are those that well, I'm going to get into this here in a few minutes. Colonel, thank you. I appreciate your call.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There are those that can see, and then there are those that just want to stay in eternal darkness. Porch lights on at Peter's house. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Besides all the lies that Peter told, what really burned me was when he tried to use Charles.
Wait, let's not confuse things. What did you just say? Did you say Peter or Peters?
Peter, the Colonel Peters.
Okay, I just had Colonel and his first name's Peter. You're talking about Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. I just want to make this clear here.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay, go ahead.
All his lies. What really burned me is trying to use Charles Lindbergh's name to slam Tucker. Now, if I was Tucker, this is how he should have handled it. I want to thank you for calling me Charles Lindbergh. He was a real hero. You know, when he got to Ireland, 200,000 people greeted him. And then he got back to New York. A million people came to New York for a ticker tape parade. This man, and they're trying to slam him.
Well,
and
Laura, what is kept out of this is it was actually his father was a U.S. congressman, and he was making absolute horse sense and talking about not engaging and getting into World War II. You know, we were sucked into that one. Of course, England was getting a snot beat out of them. Well, we had to come to the aid of England. We had to do the Lend-Lease. We gave so much materials and technology to Russia. We put those guys on steroids as far as military edge goes with the technology that we gave them. So, you know, we fought the wrong guys. If we were going to fight anybody over there, it should have been the communist. I didn't have a problem because, you know, Nazi Germany was called a fascist state. Well, by the pure definition of fascism, yeah, well, he melded the government with corporations for their own survival. They were broke. They were worse than broke. They were on their knees. And what Hitler did, got rid of the banks, issued a script, kind of like a credit type of script, that was negotiable to anybody. You can pay bills with it. The government could pay contractors, whatever the case may be. He completely did a walk back from the banks. That was his number one priority. Do you see any parallels here of what we should be doing in this country right now?
That's right. Charles Lindbergh, he believed in no foreign entanglements, you know? And in fact, I watched a Turner Classic movie, The Spirit of St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should watch that so they know is who Charles Lindbergh was. Halfway across the ocean, his gauges went out. He had to pilot his airplane by the North Star.
Played by my favorite actor, Jimmy Stewart, which was actually a war hero in World War II, bomber pilot. Hey, got to let you go, Laura. I thank you so much for your call.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Mike in Arkansas, and then I want to get into the rest of this information today. I'm sorry?
John, you know, we've got a massive Lend-Lease monument here. We put 5,000 airplanes through Alaska over to Siberia to help out Uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is spot on. I mean, we propped them up with material, with equipment. There were so many Russians in Alaska that they started playing Russian films in the cinema because the women were flying them up from Montana, and then the Russians were flying them over to Siberia. The last point being Nome, and then you're into Russia. And then they brought those all the way around and hit the Germans with them.
Yeah.
They were our aircraft.
Yeah. I am just astounded of the information, the true information, the machinations, and the timeline during World War II, what led up to it, who our allegiances were, what we did, who we helped. I mean, and just to make sure that communism spread, our very own State Department back in in the early 50s made sure that Chiang Kai-shek was given old heave-ho to allow communism to take over China. I mean, anybody that is a student of recent history, and I would call last century, midpoint in last century, recent history, it is all but forgotten. Or should I say, there's no real, true, and objective programming done on the issue. The only thing you're given is a propaganda line and variations thereof. And then they have creative license, and you look at it and go, what the hell was that? But see, Mike, the difference being is you've got a working knowledge here. You've got a basis to look at things and make comparisons to try to figure out what's true and wasn't true. Most people in this country don't have that because they have just been absolutely incredibly mind smashed. They can't think for themselves anymore.
John, it's worldwide, though. I was over in Taiwan, and I was talking about what you just brought up, what happened in Chiang Kai-shek, State Department. I think they even gave bad weaponry, something with rifles that wouldn't fire. They set them up to fail against Mao.
Yes.
And even the people in Taiwan, which is Republic of China, said, we've never heard that story before. What are you talking about? I'm serious. I'm 100% serious. And I said, well, okay, I'll just keep that to myself. John, I wanted to ask you, this dovetails into what I wanted to bring up, is I want to know what you're reading, and I want to know what you read way back or what you heard that got you into this, because none dare call it a conspiracy hits on this thing with Russia.
Okay, let me answer your question, Mike.
Sure.
What got me into this was my good friend, now deceased, Jack Otto. What kicked this thing off was being held captive working on a car with another guy, replacing a rear end in my old Camaro. And he just happened to bring along his tape player and brings out a cassette, none other than Myron Fagan's Illuminati. I was literally captive to listen to this, and listen to it I did. And I wasn't convinced. I thought it was pretty interesting, but I thought, you know, that's nice. Okay, fine. Oh, well, the guy asked me, he said, well, how would you like it? He said, I'm not a great communicator. I'm not a great assembler of stuff to put it over logically. I got a friend. Would you mind talking to my friend? No. Okay, well, his name is Jack, and he'll stop by your house. And I'm going, maybe he will, maybe he won't. I was hoping he wasn't going to. Well, Jack Otto showed up. We sat there, watched a couple of videos. He whipped out some printed information. He sat there and broke this thing down in a cognizant to an ignorant person, and that's me lacking the fact, did this within 8 hours. 8 hours later, he says, I've got to go. I've got class tomorrow. I got to teach school. And I stood up and I just looked at him, and the only words that could come out of my mouth is, Jack, I don't know whether to kiss you or kick you. This was the start of me. This was the start of my sojourn on this path of truth to try to ferret out the BS from the fact. So to infuse that into people's thinking so they can once again have cognitive, reasonable, logical thought. That takes information. That is the most powerful thing on the face of this planet. True and good information.
There's so little available, and we have such an opportunity. You know, again, we're dumbed down, but if you were in a place, another country, you know, a lot of these people don't even know their own history as well, and they don't have the First Amendment to even set up a show and talk about it in their respective country. So we are dumbed down, we are under attack, but we have the tools at our disposal to start fighting back.
Yeah.
And appreciate the show. Thank you.
Well, hang on one second. Do me a favor. Just hang on. Let's take this break here. Mike, do I hear bumper music? 5 seconds? You mean I'll hear it in 4, 3, 2, 1. There it is. Oh, I like punctual things. I like things that are timed and dependable. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you.
Let's go. If that's a caller, I'll snag one more caller because I want to get into this and I don't really want any interruptions here. Who do I got, Mike? Just call it out. Linda in Massachusetts. Hello, Linda.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I was so happy to hear that Tucker Carlson recording and somebody bring up the Lindberghs. It's a topic that Americans really need to look at very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a book. I haven't never gotten quite around to it. It's about an inch, 2.5 inches thick. And it is the diary of Charles Lindbergh Jr. and his adventures. Without Charles Lindbergh Jr., we may not have won World War II or had as many successes as we did. He, on his own funds, he flew to places and told the U.S. government where certain things were happening and so on and so forth. I really, like I said, I haven't gotten a chance to read it. It's kind of flat. But the history of his father and his son, this is the pattern that has been copied over and over and over again in less dramatic fashion. Now, his dad, Senator Charles Augustus Lindbergh, was warning the American people about the Federal Reserve System.
Mm-hmm.
That was his. He wrote 3 books. 2 of them, the federal government confiscated the printing plates of. I want to preface this by a lot of people, you know, that question that goes around, what made you wake up? What made you wake up? The Lindbergh story made me wake up.
Well, and you saw what happened because he was not easily intimidated. So they killed his baby.
So now, as we look at some of the suspect situations that happened all the way to today, that was a warning. And so we do understand that many people that have gotten into government since that time, that was the warning to them, what they did. They killed his only grandson. Charles Jr. did not fight the Federal Reserve and all of that. His father did. Now, who was the police chief of the town where the baby was kidnapped from? Do you know?
No, gosh. You know, it's someplace swimming around in my head, but there's no neurons connected to that little piece of information at the moment.
It was General Schwarzkopf's father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that I did not know. Well, at any rate, Linda, I appreciate the call. Read the book. I'd like to see that myself.
Oh, no, and I don't want to hang up with you yet. I just want...
Well, I do because I'm coming up at the top of the hour, Linda.
Can you hold me over for a second so I can finish my point? Okay, thanks.
Oh, okay, hold on. Just hang on here a second.
Thanks.
You're going to get angry at me if I don't let you hang on. I wanted to conclude this before the top of the hour, but Linda, you're going to have your say. Hold on. Top of the hour break, second hour coming up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.